ధ్యేయం యత్ తత్ ప్రవక్ష్యామి యత్ జ్ఞాత్వా అమృతం అనుష్ణుతే అనాది మత్ పరం బ్రహ్మ నసత్ అనసత్ ఉచ్యతే. దేట్ విచ్ ఇస్ టు బి నోన్, ధ్యేయం దేట్ విచ్ ఇస్ టు బి నోన్, యత్ తత్ ప్రవక్ష్యామి ఐ విల్ టెల్ యూ, యత్ జ్ఞాత్వా బై నోయింగ్ విచ్ అమృతం అశ్నుతే యూ విల్ అటైన్ టు ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ. ది సేమ్ కాన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ అమృతం ఈజ్ ద సేమ్ యాజ్ అమృతం అశ్నుతే. హౌ టు అటైన్ టు దాట్? అనాది మత్ పరం బ్రహ్మ నసత్ అనసత్ ఉచ్యతే. ఇట్స్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇటర్నల్ అనాది, విచ్ కెనాట్ బి డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఐదర్ యాజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్. It is beyond what we can call existing or not existing. Mat param brahma, I am that, anadi, to know me as the origin of all that is a supreme knowledge. Sarvatah pani padam, tat sarvatah akshi shiro mukham, sarvatah shrutim alloke sarvam avritya tishthati. It is that eternal. This is a summary of the 11th chapter. Sarvatah Panipadam, whose hands and feet are everywhere. That eternal reality is one whose hands and feet are everywhere. Sarvatah Panipadam, Tat Sarvatah Akshi Shiro Mukham. His eyes are everywhere. His face is everywhere. His head is everywhere. Sarvatah Shrutimat Loke. He is one who hears everything. Sarvam avritya tishtati. He pervades everything and stands firm in all things. Sarvendriya gunamasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam, asaktam, sarvabhut cha eva nirgunam, gunabhoktru cha. Sarvendriya gunabhasam, he is one who is able to perform all the senses, even though he is vivarjitam, he is devoid of all the sarvendriya. He is devoid of all the senses, but yet he is capable of functioning all the senses. That is to say, without eyes he can see, without ears he can hear. All the senses, he does not have senses, but he has sense of sense. This is in the Keno Upanishad. We have Shrotrasya Shrotram, the ear of the ear, Chakshushaha Chakshuhu, the eye of the eye, Pranasya Pranam, the breath of breath, Vachaha Vacham, the speech of the speech. That is described here, Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam. He has no senses, but he is sense of all senses. Therefore, even without senses, he has all the functions of senses. Asaktam sarvabhrit cha eva. He bears everything, sarvabhrit. He bears everything. Asaktam, and yet he is unattached to all. He is gunabhoktru. He enjoys all the gunas, nirgunam. But he is without any attachment to any gunas. He is beyond all the gunas. Bahihi antahascha. He is outside and he is inside. Bhutanam. He belongs inside of all, he belongs outside of all. Acharam charam evacha. He is immobile and he is mobile. Sukshma tattva. Sukshmatvat. Because of its subtlety, avigyayam. He cannot be known because he is so subtle. Durastham. He is very far. Chantike. He is very near. Avivaktam cha bhuteshu vivaktam iva cha sthitam. He stands avivaktam, undivided, even when things are divided. In divisions he stands undivided. Bhuta bhartryu, he is the lord of all the creatures. Tad geyam, it is that which is to be known. Grasishnu, he is the destroyer. Prabhavishnu cha, he is a great, majestic preserver of all that. Jyotishamapi tad jyoti tamasa param uchyate. Beyond all darkness, he is the light of all lights. Jnanam gyeyam jnana gamyam hridi sarvasya vishishtam. He is there seated in everybody. He is that which is jnana. He is that which is to be known. He is that which is capable object of our knowledge. He is the knower, he is the knowledge, he is the object of knowledge. Iti kshetram tatha jnanam gyeyam cha uktam samasata. All that I have now told you includes kshetra, the knowledge, the field and the knowledge, all that is to be known, gyeyam. Mad bhakta etad vigyaya madbhavaya upapadyate. All this is known in fullness by my devotee. Even the seeker of knowledge gets all this knowledge only when his knowledge becomes imbued with devotion. When jnani becomes bhakta, then what bhakti becomes avyabhicharini, and then in that highest condition of bhakti, the supreme knowledge is revealed. Not only that, this very important word comes, madbhavah upapadyate. He attains to my bhava, my becoming. He becomes like me. There are three kinds of realizations, of which the highest is madbhava. There is sayujya mukti, there is salokya mukti, and there is sadharmya mukti. Three kinds of liberations. Normally, when you pursue the path of knowledge, you get sayujya mukti. You become united completely. You become one. Yujya, complete unity with the divine. You are lost completely. You are not at all there. The knowledge of the self, which is one, when attained, is called sayujya vimukti. You become liberated. It's not a complete liberation, although many people describe it as a complete liberation. But in the eyes of the Gita, that is not the complete liberation. It is a liberation, but to be completed further by other liberations.